A new state budget and major reforms to Medicaid and Kentucky State University all received a final tap of the gavel as lawmakers navigated a two-day marathon of House and Senate proceedings and sent more than 100 bills to the governor's desk. A House and Senate Conference Committee kicked off the week by unveiling a final deal on the state's next two-year spending plan, which includes budgets for the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of state government. The package also includes a transportation budget and a blueprint for upcoming road projects. Lawmakers also moved forward on another major bill that would implement a broad overhaul of Kentucky State University. Senate Bill 185 would transform KSU into a four-year residential polytechnical institution, emphasizing technical, industrial-based applied learning. KSU would continue to provide liberal arts courses aligned with the state's workforce needs and the institution's historical mission as the state's only public historically black college and university. Other provisions aim to stabilize the university's finances through rigorous oversight. The final version of the bill advanced through both chambers with broad support and was sent to the governor's desk. And House Bill 2 seeks to align Kentucky's Medicaid program with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that Congress passed last year. Among many provisions, the bill would implement federal community engagement requirements, also known as work requirements, for certain able-bodied adults. Other sections of the bill address cost-sharing, eligibility reviews, and non-emergency transportation services and delivery of dental services. The governor now has 10 days to sign or veto bills or allow them to become law without his signature. Lawmakers will remain gaveled out during that period, referred to as the veto recess, and reconvene for the final two session days on April 14th and 15th to override vetoes and pass any legislation that remains on the docket. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.